Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for many intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Today is Wednesday, November the 13th. Can you believe? I know I say this every time, and I know I say this every time, but I'm saying it again. Can you believe it is November the 13th? This is it, y'all. This is the end of the year in a package. This is what it's looking like. So it's interesting because even as I say that, I start to get anxious. I'm wondering what I'm going to do next. Am I starting out the new year right? Am I ending this year wrong? And it feels like that's where we go. The moment we feel like there's a deadline, right? It's, this is it. I've got to either sprint or I've got to pace myself and prepare for what's coming up next because I don't know. So there's a lot that happens. And I say that to remind y'all that when stress comes up or energy shifts and you can't quite put your finger on it, it might have to do with what it is that we're freaking out about internally that we don't even know that we're noticing, right? How solid is that? We don't even know what we're noticing, but we're noticing it. And then we're trying to handle it, or maybe we're not handling it, but others notice. So we're in a place in our year where we don't notice what we're noticing, but other people notice it. That's a lot of noticing. And I just want you to think about that. And I say it because, of course, when I come to the table with anything, it's because I'm going through it, I've gone through it, or I decide I like it so much, I want to go through it again. Back to where we were. I digress. You are listening to New Age Guild podcast courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, when you've got a second and you're just sitting in for our show, like and follow me, yours truly, at I Hear Tarot. We'll get into the details in a second. Like and follow New Age Guild. Consider it a resource and tool for your everyday life and for what you might not even know you're preparing for. Again, that's where we are. Wednesday, November the 13th. Listening to Talking with Tina. Before I forget, please do call in. This isn't just about me. This is about sharing what y'all have going on, what might be sticking, what we can expand on, what and how I can offer insight to your life and what you've got going on. That's what it's about for me. You can call in at 760-888-5700. If you want to catch up with me specifically and privately to schedule a reading, we can do that. You can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. But this show to call in is 760-888-5700. So we're going to talk about how to raise your vibration. I always give you topics and we never totally get around to them, but that's okay. We're setting the intention, right? How to raise your vibration. Tarot readings, of course. We're going to talk about today's number. I do like to share with you numerology. We're looking at 13, which you add, combine, that brings us to 4, which is a super solid number, y'all. It's the fate number. Right? So there's a lot of energy behind that. And whatever else that comes up that moves us, we're also going to discuss. So please, If you are listening for the first time, welcome. If you've been and joined before, thank you for holding the space and for coming back this evening. That being said, y'all, I can't wait to get started. This is where it's at for me. I do believe, my love, Sharon, are you on hold? Are you on standby?
I'm right here.
Oh, my dear, you're calling in from Ohio. Is that right?
I am, and it's really cold here, too. It's 14 degrees tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm in Colorado where 44 is nice and comfortable, so that is a little chilly.
Wow.
My love, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to see what you can look at. A week and a half ago, my job ended, and do you see me getting another offer? In fact, I've already gotten responses from resumes I've been interviewing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Phone interviews. And then I haven't gotten to the initial, you know, sit by one-on-one. But, yeah, I'm getting – I just want to see if I will be employed soon. I'm sure you can feel my stress.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So let me see. When you said – will you get an offer soon, and then will you be employed soon? What was coming through was, do you have a specific place in mind where you'd like to be, or at this point is it just kind of recovering, getting on your feet, and then really kind of finding a direction?
Oh, no. No, I'm looking now. There's places I'd love to work for. Oh, no, I'm not resting.
Oh, okay. So,
I can't.
Sharon, let me shuffle the cards first, and let's see what's going on as far as this transition that you're in right now.
Yep. The two people that called me for interviews are the two companies that I would love to work for. Yes. So I'm only applying for jobs I want to work for, if that makes sense.
Okay, good. That does, and that helps with my question for you. Okay. Thank you. So let me see what they want to say about that. Give me just a moment here. I'm going to lay off the cards.
Take your time.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, my love, the cards are saying, I know this isn't where you want to be right now, but it is about that time. It is a good place for you to be, even though it might not feel like it, because transition is all around you. So, as far as getting an offer and starting work again, it's two things that are coming through, and it's kind of like what was coming up before I looked at the cards.
Okay.
One is that there's a lot of energy around you and helping others and being fulfilled, but also how you get fulfilled, but how you make your space in this world, right? So they are saying that, yes, you can start working again, but I want to be candid with you. What's coming up is what you start working on may not totally work out. And I say that because I want you to be comfortable with when you get to the next place, it may not be one that's going to work for you permanently. And that's just going to give you an idea of, okay, this really isn't what I want to do. This is really what I want to do. So, yes, it doesn't look like you're going to be down and out for that long. But how long it lasts until you get to the next level may be a little bit shorter than what you'd like because you're all about that longevity. So it may just take you a little bit longer to get back to that place you want to be, but it's okay. I don't see you being down and out, and I don't see you struggling for long. I see you being able to pick something up pretty soon. Just know it may not be that long-term place it just may not be exactly what you want straight away. And if it's not, that's okay. That just means you get through that hoop sooner, and then you can move ahead to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Do you feel it's going to be by the end of the year, first of the year?
It did feel like that, Sharon. It did feel like you were going to pick up pretty soon. And when I say pretty soon, I was getting 2 to 4 weeks, and even 4 weeks feels like it's kind of out there. The only thing with that is, and this goes for everybody, is we're so close to the end of the year and budgets and all that analytical operational stuff. But I still get you picking up and working, but easily by the end of the year.
Yeah, both of these phone interviews I had, they're great companies too. They said they want to have them hired by the first of the year. So I really do believe I'm going to get a job. I do.
Yeah, it feels, it really does. You're spot on with what you're sensing because I'm getting that in the cards too, that something is going to come up for you. And even this transition between now and the end of the year, and Obviously, I don't know you, Sharon, my love, but the cards are saying just take this space and this time for what it is. And if you're going to stress and worry, put it on your calendar. I'm going to stress from the hours of 12 to 4 and before and after. I'm just going to absorb, recharge, right? Because this is you. This is what you do. And you're so good that way. That's why people love you. So, yeah, let yourself stress, but also let yourself rejuvenate and fill your cup.
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
You have
a good evening, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay. this is why I love the cards, right? And for those of you that may not know or may know or are interested, you gotta just trust that what comes through is supposed to be the message. And I was getting a little bit of the anxiety and concern that was coming through for Sharon, right? But at the end, the cards were like, yeah, you can still be you. You can still be you and manage yourself the way you are to that point. Give yourself the hours of 12 to 4 to job hunt and stress out. And then also make sure you take care of yourself, because when you're going to be up and running, you're going to be up and running and you're not going to have time for that. So, y'all, if what you're hearing moves you, and I'm going to preface every single call with this, but I like to get right to it so I don't always come back. You can catch up with me at 23497-TAROT, 23497-TAROT, T-A-R-O-T, and we can have a private one-on-one reading and look at what's shaken down in depth. So these calls are great. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And I just want you to envision this. When you think of and look at an iceberg, this is what a lot of people really don't consider. We use that phrase all the time, tip of the iceberg. But we really don't consider that the fact is about 85% of the actual iceberg is under the water. Now, who wants to really go underneath the water to get to the heart of the problem? I'm not raising my hand, right? Because it's cold, it's deep, it's dark, it's unknown. So when you say it's just the tip of the iceberg, your call, y'all's call, our connection is just the tip of the iceberg, because there's so much more shaken down and going on. And that's part of the integrity of the cards. It's part of the integrity of how I read is, yeah, we can look at this, but there's so much more. And it depends, based on y'all's questions, if I'm pulling 3 cards, 6 cards, 9 cards, right? And I'm not addressing every single one. And I don't say this to discourage you from calling. I say this to encourage you to call, have faith in yourself, and expand on what's going on with you and your questions. We're going to look at the number 4, y'all. Again, this is so solid. Oh, it's the fate card. It's the fate number. And when I say fate, this also includes what we can't control, right? So we like to think fate is, this is what I'm doing, this is where I have to go, this is my journey, that's the light at the end of the tunnel. And number 4 is like, no, that doesn't necessarily mean it's what you can control. And it doesn't necessarily mean that's where you're going, right? Hey, guys, we're going to get back to the number 4, but I do believe we have Mindy calling in from Washington. My love, are you there? Mindy? Mindy, are you there? I love I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. Call back if you can, my dear. All right. Mindy, call back if you can. Before we move on to our next caller, let's just touch on the number 4, right? Ooh, okay. So this is kind of how it works. Let's look at number 1, right, just quickly. And, y'all, when I speak on numerology, the best analogy I can give you is like the days of the week. And this is the deal. This is truth. Not one person is defined by a date, by a time, by a label, by a word. nothing, right? Not one thing defines who and what you are, because you're more than just a one-dimensional being, right? When numbers come in, there's certain energies and influences around said number that can and may, and sometimes do, have an effect on who and where you are in your life. It's like the day, Monday day, a little bit different than Friday day. Wednesday has its whole commercial, right? And has a different energy and feeling and connotation than Monday. And for that matter, Friday morning has a different connotation, energy, feeling than Friday evening, right? And so that's what I like to share with you when we look at numerology and the numbers. So number four, y'all. One, if you can just envision. One. Yes, I did. One, the single number stands alone, right? Just envision yourself. Two, imagine yourself having a partner. Three, we really got some momentum going on here. We really got some possibility. We can do something with the number three, right? So there's you, your friend comes in, maybe someone else comes in at the number three. Now, when we're looking at number four, there's a lot of stability and expansion and growth, right, around what can happen. Three is pretty solid. You can envision like a teepee, right? Pretty solid. But when you add it and come to four, there's a lot more around that foundation, around those points, around the space that you can occupy and declare, right, so to speak. So when I say these numbers, it's helpful, too, to envision what that would look like. If it was you standing in a room, or if it was you and a friend, you and two friends, maybe you and two friends and an acquaintance. But how solid that number four becomes, right? So we're going to look at that. Moving on, though, I do believe we have Jen on standby from Ohio. Jen, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, my dear. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm wondering if you see me getting laid off or let go from my current job.
Okay, so let's look at what the cards want to say as far as influences and what's going on around your job. So let me just see here first what they want to say, and then we can expand. All right, my love, so I know I'm going to sidestep your question, but what's coming up for you is personal relationship and family. Is there anything that's going on in your life that is focusing, if you took work out of the picture, that is a concern for you?
Just not a great relationship with family.
Not a great relationship?
Correct.
Yeah, so my love, and thank you for being so open. So I am getting, you asked me if you're going to lose your job. I'm getting some transition. You were asking if you were going to be laid off from your current job, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I'm getting yes and I'm getting no, but here's what I'm going to tell you what's coming through. There is going to be an indication coming up. And when I say indication, I don't mean they're going to sit you down and tell you, hey, this is what's happening. But there is going to be another milestone that's going to come up for you that's really going to indicate where things are going for you. So it's not that I'm getting no, and it's not that I'm getting yes. Are shaken down for you. And so there's so much that's coming through for you, which is why I asked about family and relationship, because for some reason that's surfacing for you too. So there is going to be something, just to recap, a milestone. Do you have a review process coming up, or is anything like that that's coming up for you for work?
Not till like February, March.
Okay. So just keep an eye out for that. And even though you're saying it's February, March, there's still some energy and some changes that can sit down now to give you a better indication of what's going on. So do you feel like you're ready to go? Because it feels like it feels like you could go and there's a lot more that's on the other side for you.
Yeah, I was sexually harassed at work. Long story short, they ended up offering me a severance package and to release him from liability, and I said, no, I'm going on my own terms. Decided career change, using up the tuition reimbursement, and hopefully I was going to leave when that's finished. However, they've taken away a lot of my job duties, and they've put me into another department that's not my area, and I think I feel like they're trying to set me up to fail to give me a reason to let me go, which would be retaliation.
Yes. So, and I'll give you the disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, and I can't give you legal advice.
Sure.
But, my love, what I can tell you, there's a lot of I'm going to read for you what else is coming through, and I'm going to encourage you to call me and catch up with me, because there's a lot of pieces that are coming into your reading, right? So, first of all, the cards are talking about they love your tenacity and your stand. It's a huge deal. And so for you, what they're saying to get through this and where you are right now, my love, is almost to lean into it. And I know that sounds so awkward to say, especially given your experience, but you and your skill and your passion and your awareness is so valuable that you can still use that to be, even though you're in a place that you don't want to be in that space and still succeed. So I'm not getting anything right now, but to your point, there is some stuff shaking down the pipeline that's going to give you a better indication of what things look like and how they're going to really not only trend but turn out. I can't see that right now because it feels like there's a couple other questions in the way. And my love, if you want to catch up with me offline, let's schedule a reading because it feels like there's a couple of different elements that are going to take some more time to talk through and get under so I can give you a better understanding of what's coming through.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, my love. So, yeah, if you didn't catch it before, Jen, it's 234-97-TAROT, so 234-97-TAROT. But, yeah, shoot me a text, and let's get under this because you've got a beautiful death card, my love, and that's all about transition, but we want to get clarity on what that looks like for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, my dear. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, take care. Bye. And this is another reason why I love looking and discussing the number of the day, right? Because how solid is that? This gal who's making a stand, right? Not noticing what she's noticing, but others noticing what she's noticing. I mean, how clear can that be? But there's still a lot of uncertainty around this transition. But when we see something like the death card, y'all, I'm just gonna take a PSA here, public service announcement. Let me just come back to the cards. I love tarot. I love it for a number of reasons. But I also love it because, and I feel compelled to share with you, it's very misunderstood. This deck of 78 cards is so incredibly misunderstood. So when I say something like the death card is surfacing, it doesn't mean death in the sense that we know it as death. This deck of cards, tarot, has been around since the 1500s. And it wasn't until the 1900s that there was a huge shift in artwork and understanding and approach on what is what they are about, what they signify, right? And so I share this because when I say something like the death card is surfacing for you, it doesn't mean death. Dun, dun, dun. It doesn't mean be scared, right? And some people, some readers may take that card to their advantage, to spook you, to create chaos, to create dependency on them as a reader. And I am not about that. One of my major charters, especially lately, is to educate y'all on the history of tarot, how it can be beneficial, and what a certain card or a suit means. my soapbox. I think earlier I said PSA. I'm going to change that to soapbox because there's so much to be gained from using tarot, but there's also so much to be gained from being aware on the history or of the history of tarot, y'all. So visit my website, www.ihearparot.com. That's I Hear Tarot. Only one T in between the R and the tarot, right? This is my website. Get a little more familiar with who I am, what I offer, where my position is, what my mission to y'all is. Because it's not about spooking you, withholding information. It's about educating y'all. So you know the value and the benefits. And this is to your growth. This is to your transformation. That's why I'm here. That being said, putting my soapbox to the side, y'all can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. I'm going to create a jingle for this. 234-97-TAROT. Shoot me a text. Let's figure out a time that we can call. You get the family and friend discount, $2 a minute, y'all. And I say that freely because it's not about how long you talk to me. It's about what you gain and when you're feeling like the reading is complete. Let's jump back to the number four, right? Oh, number four, the fake card. It's all about strength, stability. There's some masculinity in there, not going to lie. Fours are very dependable, productive, punctual, right? And so here's the deal. And I say this too because you might find yourself to be number four or you know a number four. Isn't it so much easier for us to identify someone else instead of ourselves? All these numbers are solid, y'all. Number four, again, let's just envision that number three, you and two friends, y'all got it going on, right? You can do something with that, just envisioning a teepee, maybe even a pyramid. But then when we look at the number four, how wide you can spread that net, how much more surface you can cover, how much more space and strength you can declare and create. Four is about results, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean they don't care or they're not aware. It's like what matters to them is what they can create and what they can see. So that being said, sometimes the number four can be withdrawn, right? Number four, shout out to number fours out there, are good with the hands, with their hands, often craftsmen, skilled laborers, they get it done. So just envision this, right? When you're looking for your number four, trying to identify number four, someone that can put it together and they can conceptualize, like number three is great about conceptualizing, oh, what we should do is this. Four is the one that can bust out a pen and paper, map out how it's going to happen, and then make it happen. We love fours because of their capability, but sometimes we can feel distant from the number four because they're withdrawn. Again, because they're just wanting to get it done, wanting to create. Fours are great providers. They also like to, keep this in mind, y'all, they also like to maintain their space because they're creating, right? So I'm not going to call them controllers per se, but fours are very diligent, right, on what it is they're creating and then maintaining that. And that's kind of, we've all got a little bit of four, right? We're putting something together, and then someone walks in, they're like, oh, why don't you move this over here, and why don't you just, and you're like, no, don't touch that. I've got it right where I want it. And it could be that at number four in your life knows or is already figuring out where they're going to need this doodad, because that thingamajig is going to be in the way of that, what do you call it? And we just don't see it yet, but they do. So again, allowing the fours to have some space if they seem a little more distant. Fours are very stable as far as being providers and enjoying and creating consistency and a structure that sticks, right? And if you're a three, just think about this. If you're a three, which is so close, I don't know if you could be any closer to to a 4, then a 3. 3 is not necessarily about being confined. 3 wants space, right? 4 is all about laying down those lines, putting those posts in. Maybe those are going up the side, giving us some beams. We got a roof before we know it. And then 3 comes in, they're like, well, I don't know if I want to be right here. And 4 is like, oh, no, no. I just laid down these posts there so far down in the earth. We're sticking here for a while. So I say that because we love that there is stability with the number 4. And sometimes it can be difficult. Moving on, I do believe we have Joy. My love, are you calling in? Are you on standby?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, my dear. You're calling in from Kentucky, is that right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What's on your mind, my love?
I'm interested in my love life. It's non-existent right now, but I wonder if you see that changing.
All right, let's take a look at that. So let's just see what's going on with your romantic relationship, and we can expand on that. Okay, my love. So now you're asking about romantic relationship. Are you 110% in to wanting to move or be open to that, or is it a little bit of uncertainty? Because I'll tell you what, you're coming through as really solid and really knowing what you want. But it also comes through is when we say what?
But I wouldn't mind it in the future.
Okay. So let's look at, we put everything to the side and we just put any uncertainties and we're going to add openness to whatever comes your way. That's what we're going to ask about. So you being open in the future to a romantic relationship. Oh, okay. Do you travel at all for work, or is there any transition going on for you, my dear?
No. Pretty much all in the same town. It's not too far away.
Okay. So what they are saying then is that there is going to be some There is going to be some transition. So I do see romantic relationship in your life, and I do see it coming up. And they're almost saying it's so close that it is going to be a shift. And I don't see that to be scary. I say that because when you do decide to transition into being open and dating and finding a partner, it is going to be different than the life you know it now, which is almost going to be a significant transition, or you're like, wow, I can't believe how far I've gotten from where I was. So, and the other thing I want to say for you, my love, is yes, there is romantic relationship out there for you. Any concerns that you have about, is this going to be what I want? Is it going to be worth the effort? Yes, it is. And yes, it is. It just may not look like it immediately, and you might not know how to handle it immediately, but that's no big deal. You can work through all of that.
Okay.
And the other thing that was coming through, because there's a lot of energy around your question, the other thing that was coming through, my love, is you have a really good pulse on what you want and what doesn't work for you. And so keep that in mind, because just because you're out there and dating or being open to dating doesn't mean that you have to give anything up. It really doesn't. They're saying that you can continue to trust your intuition. It doesn't mean you have to give anything up. And if you feel like it's not worth your time, or somewhat isn't, or an aspect isn't, you don't have to stay signed up for it. You can just say, this isn't working for me, and then move past it.
Right. And I would.
Yeah, no, you you would, which is why when I say this, I'm like, yeah, you already know this, but the cards want to, reaffirm that, you know, and if it's not working, it's just not working. That's no big deal. It's not like that's going to be the end of it when you are out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I get where you are. I can see it, my love, because I do see you being open to it. But you are so secure in what it is you want and what you have to offer. That can be tough. So I will say what's coming through in the cards is that can be tough for suitors, mm-hmm. because they're like, wow, this is a really tall wall to get past. But that's because what you're creating is so valuable. You're good with your finances. You're good with yourself. Like, there's a lot of energy around what you're creating for yourself. And it's not easy to give up. And it's not easy to have someone come in just willy-nilly. because you decided, you know, to have an open house. That's not what it's about. So there's a lot of strength around you, my love. You're right to want to take care and protect what it is you're creating, but there's going to be a little bit of space when you decide to really invite someone over and be open to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're good. Just know that when you decide to, oh, you can always say, oh, I'm sorry, the door is closing and I'll see you out. So you've got just as much flexibility. Yeah, just know that. That's like, that'll be your comforting. You said what?
You said, but you feel it soon. I would love to have a New Year's Eve date.
I'll tell you what, my love, you could do it. Mm-hmm. You really, and here's the thing, you could. You could make that happen. Because you're so clear on what you're creating and what you want, even if you just lean back a little bit and you're like, I'd be open to a bad date. It'll be a great story. Not that's what you're going to get, but that's what you're open to. And so, right? It kind of changes everything. So, or this is like the lifelong story. Never say no to a date because they may have a friend or they may have a brother, right? And so, whatever the case is, right? And so that has been like lifelong advice that I've kept in mind. So there's a lot behind, and you know how to have a good time. That's the thing about you too. You know how to have a good time and how to be open and energetic and adventurous, but you're also so responsible. So you get to let that go for a little bit and put on a different right pair of shoes, but that doesn't mean it's going to be any more scary. It's just going to be a different level.
Okay. That I can do.
Yes, it's a good time. There's a lot of great momentum around you, my love, and you can just tiptoe. And the holidays is great. There's a lot of encouragement for you right now. The holidays are a great time for all of us to shake down because there's so many different things happening. And no matter what, you know, you can always go home because something else comes up. So in this day and age, you don't have to have a friend call you anymore. You can just set your timer and get a phone call. So, but it is definitely some time for you. The space for you is there to start dabbling again.
That's awesome. I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm really excited for Mello. Listen, catch up with me privately. We can expand on this. And even if you start to meet someone and you're like, hey, how is this looking? We can look at that too. There's a lot of energy around it. So I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, catch up with me privately and then we can expand on this.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, my love. You take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. All right, guys, and 23497-TAROT, right? 23497-TAROT, TAROT. And we can expand, just like I said, tip of the iceberg. We can expand on what's going on. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there? Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
You're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Thank you, Tina. This is Telly. How are you today?
My love, I am doing well. Thanks so much for calling in and staying on hold.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a two-part question, but it all falls under the same umbrella. I'm going to be doing a surgery on my shoulder next week, and I just would like to know how long do you think I'm going to be out of commission? Okay. And And two, do you think I would like the offer amount that's given to me, or would I be fighting, or I don't know. But it's all based on what they find in my shoulder when they do the surgery because I was in a car accident.
Oh, my. Okay. So I'll tell you what. I'll give you the preface. I'm not a doctor. Definitely seek medical advice. But what I can do is just kind of see what's going on around your procedure and then the outcome and what comes up with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take a look and see about the procedure and then the outcome. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be in therapy for a while once I'm done.
So I'll tell you what. I'll be candid with you, my love. So this is going to be, the way it's coming through right now, is the procedure may take a little bit more of your oomph than you expect. So if there's anything that you need to do prepare or to be aware, don't feel like you're being overly anxious about it, because it's almost going to be like you're going to get through it. You're going to be down and out for a little bit. And I know this day and age, they get you right back in there and they start, you know, the body moving straight away. But it might just take a little bit more from you than what you expected. So that's okay. Just know that. And I can't tell you how long I'm seeing as far as recovery time, but it feels like you already have a time frame in mind. And if it's something like by Thanksgiving, I want to be up and running by Thanksgiving or by Christmas, right? It might be longer than that. So just know that, but that's okay. Now, as far as the offer and what happens after your procedure, it does feel like, my love, you're going to be content with it. And when I say content, I mean, let's just say, you know, in a perfect world, X amount is what you would like to receive. And what the cards are saying is it's not necessarily going to be there, but it's not going to be at all on the flip side where it's like, I'm not at all happy with this. But there's a little bit of justice and energy around this. This doesn't feel like it's, you know, a small deal. This feels like it's kind of taken a lot out of you and maybe taken a lot of your energy. And so for that kind of awareness, you're not going to get as much as you would like, but I'm definitely not getting that you're going to be disappointed.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Wow,
yeah.
I thought I was, yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't think it, I mean, I'm kind of, well, that's a good reading, and I'm kind of shocked because I thought I would be back and up and running in 2 weeks, but wow.
Yeah, just be open to that it does feel, you said 2 weeks, so that's great that you have a number. And so, yeah, I'm not getting it to be 2 weeks. I'm just getting it to be past that. And then it feels like you're going to have conversation, and I'm going to use the word negotiations as far as the settlement, I think is the word that you were using. But I don't get that to be a negative either. For you, because you want to be up and running, that's going to be the hardest part for you, is that you won't get to be as capable as quickly as you would like. That doesn't mean you won't be again. It's going to take a little bit longer than what you would like, though.
Oh, all right. Okay. Wow.
But it's going to be all right. I'll tell you what, my love. It is going to even itself out. Oh, yeah. And so what they're saying for you, too, is being open to others helping you, being open to others helping you. That's what keeps coming through, because you come through as really fiery and independent. And so that's kind of like what's taken a little bit out of you. Yeah, because this isn't who you are. You're not used to having to fight for this. You're not used to having to ask for help, and you're not used to being slower than used because you're a goer. And so that's a little bit more of what takes time to get over as well. So just keep that in mind.
All right. That's what you say.
Listen, my love, you messaged me 234-97 tarot, right? Message me anytime and we can look. When is your procedure?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, my love. Okay, so you're going to be in my thoughts for sure. But when you're kind of sitting there and wondering what you can do, you can always catch up with me and we can look a little bit further into it, okay?
All right. That sounds excellent. Okay, I have to do a one-on-one with you too.
Definitely. Let's expand. And it's a private reading too, so we can look at, you know, specific details too.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, my love. You take care.
All right. All right. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. So again, and this is how many times do I say this during a show? This is why I love tarot. This is why I love tarot. Because she was asking, how long is it going to take before I'm up and running again? How long is my recovery going to take, right? And so what came through wasn't a number for her. And I wondered, I'll be honest with you, I was wondering, wow, how come we're not seeing a number for her? How come we're not getting a time frame? She'd already had in her mind 2 weeks, right, which is great. She's a goer, she's a doer, she's a mover, she's changing up her calendar, right? So the cards were indicating the same thing. It's not necessarily what the number was going to be. It's what she already had in her mind. So even if the cards had come back and said, our intuition, guidance, source, God, spirit, all of the above, came back and said, it's going to be 18 days instead of 14 days, that changes everything, right? And it's still longer than what she anticipated. So what the cards were reminding her, is let's be open to being open to support. The holidays are coming up, right? This is not the time to slow down for anyone. This is not the time to have uncertainty about income or to have uncertainty about capabilities. But that's what's coming through, right? And the universe has a beautiful way. Oh, my love, that's what this is about. That's what the show is about, reminding you. We are spirit. We are universe. We are solar system. In these mortal bodies, right, in the year 2019. And it's not necessarily about what we can do in and with this body. It's about what we do find we can or can't do. So let me try to break that down. It's not about what we feel like we can do. It's about what we learn when we don't. It's about what we learn in the process about who we connect with, right? Because this, just look at it this way. This whole world that we know, this whole life that we know is about connecting to others. You know, we can look back at all those different phrases and analogies. There's no I in team. No one man is an island, right? All of this, there is truth to it. But that doesn't mean that there are not people who believe they are the team. This doesn't mean that there are no islands out there, right? And so that's what these cards are about. That's the influence and the energy around these cards. Even numerology, looking for the number one, just like we said, the influence and the energy around number one is significantly different than the energy and influence around number four. And so when we look at what's next, right, it's about still the momentum and the intention of what it is we're creating. And even though our body says, this body, this mortal body, says, I have to work. I can't be laid up for too long. I have to cook Thanksgiving dinner. I always have Christmas Eve at my house. I always go to New York for the ball drop, right? There's so much that this body is. Look at it this way. When we get a device, whether it's a computer or I'll say a phone, a cell phone, because that's what's probably most common for a lot of us. But I don't even know what device you've got in your hand right now or what you're watching. Whenever we get that electronic, we're going to even get more broad, electronic. When you get that electronic and it's delivered, bink, and you turn it on, it's auto-programmed to do and read and function, right, as XYZ. Just envision your body the same way. Your soul is put into this body, and then, bink, you open your eyes, and it's programmed to do this, right? And so it's our body is programmed to feel like, or not even feel like, to do work from 16 to 75, to make X amount of money incrementally until XYZ, to, right? And so when all of a sudden universe or other people and their worlds and their auto programs say do this, and it doesn't jive and resonate with our auto program, does not compute, and we start to panic. And then we start to grasp. And then we start to just envision this, right? So, oh, this doesn't work for me. And then you start reaching and grasping for what you think you want, or what you've known you want, or for what you anticipate you will need, and then you start grabbing and envision that, right? And just, you know, if you want to get even more specific, right? So now you're sitting down, something tells you stand up, because you really have to reach for what you want, right? And then maybe when you stand up, you kind of pull a hammy because you stood up too fast and you didn't use the right posture and lift with your knees, right? So you stand up and you kind of tweak something, but you can't tell what it is. So now you're not at capacity, right? And so you're kind of hung about that, but you're a doer, you're a mover. So you stand up, kind of tweaked, you're leaning the wrong way, and then you start grasping, right? And you're like, okay, I can kind of manage this. I'm getting something. I'm pulling something down. I can kind of look at this. But then everything starts falling. Now it's not just one or two things that you're grasping at. Now it's like three or four. And now we've got some inclement weather coming up. And then our friends are over to the side, and they're distracting us because they've got concerns and we want to be able to support them. But we're trying to stand on our own 2 feet. And literally it's difficult because we tweaked something when we stood up because this body that we're pre-programmed, our soul, this is where I'm going, our soul is pre-programmed into this body to say and do and be, right, itself. Our body is pre-programmed to not listen to our soul. It's just pre-programmed. It doesn't matter if that TV is delivered on the East Coast, the West Coast, North Texas, South, it doesn't matter. That TV, that body, this vessel that our soul is in is pre-programmed. And our soul is like, yeah, this doesn't work, but we're going to try just like you're trying. And then you're grasping. And then you're not even looking at what you're grasping for anymore. And then you're not even gratifying yourself with what it is you're receiving. And then you don't hear your friends anymore. You don't hear your family anymore. And then you begin to wonder, what is it I'm looking for? What is it I'm needing? I say all of this, a long story longer, because it's not necessarily what your soul is supposed to do in this world that's going to make you happy. It's breaking through that unhappiness, that uncertainty, that fear. That is what our soul wants. So when the cards say lean into it, lean into the uncertainty of who's going to make Thanksgiving dinner, lean into the uncertainty of what's going to happen on 12/24 or 12/25, however you celebrate your holidays, right? Lean into that uncertainty and lean back into the chair. Woo! What? That is not what I do. This is not what I'm known for. That is not what I'm going to stand. Oh, wait, I can't stand for anything right now. Doctor's orders. And so when something like this comes up in life, right, it's about that. It's not necessarily about the man is keeping you down. It's not necessarily about your coworkers are out to get you. Now, when I say that, y'all, I'm not at all dismissing your experience. Because there's truth to that, right? What I am encouraging you to do is taking that experience for what it is for your soul. And that's pretty heavy. And when I say that, even to myself, I'm like, where am I going with this? Because this life and this body is just it, this life and this body. But if you feel like at the end of the day, and I want you to keep this in mind. If you feel like at the end of the day, you can write something down, and I want you to write something down that is solid for your soul. Today, I jumped on a radio show and didn't fear what was going to come out of my mouth. That's a solid, right? Today, you jumped on a radio show. And we're open, honest, and vulnerable, and willing. That is solid to your soul, right? And so what does that mean, Tina C., with I here to row? What does that mean that I did something solid? Keep it in mind. Something that you will write down that that makes you awesome, that celebrates you, that you wouldn't necessarily tell someone else, right? You know what? I got up and out of bed, showered, and brushed my teeth by 7 o'clock today. That's a solid. That's a solid for your soul. It doesn't matter, right, what anyone else thinks about it. It doesn't matter what their path or what their level of values are. Your soul loves that you got up at 7 o'clock this morning or before 7 o'clock and were showered and out the door with your teeth brushed. So what do you write down that superstar about you? Superstar. Something like that that you wouldn't necessarily share or feel like would probably be the best thing to mention at a dinner party with all of your friends. So look at it like that, right? Look at it as, what did you do when something happened, right? Those trigger points that happen in our lives. Like, just so bugged when someone says something passive aggressive and I can't have a chance to respond, right? So that's going to happen in your life. But write down, note how you responded to that. Oh, I can't stand those passive aggressive comments and I don't have the space to respond. Notice how you handle it this time and then next time and then just see if it even has the same rub on it after 2 or 3 times, because I bet it doesn't. And I say it, nothing I say to you, and this is how it works, nothing I say to you isn't anything I say to myself and ask myself to do the same, right? And so that is what feeds your soul. That's where the growth is. And this other stuff like, oh my gosh, what a jerk. Really doesn't matter to your soul. What matters to your soul is they didn't burn your day. They didn't make your day, and they didn't break your day. That's what you wrote down. So-and-so made their passive-aggressive comment and dropped the mic. Too bad for them. Or sending them love and light. Or maybe it's not even worth writing it down. That's what this is about. Just have a couple minutes left. Let's just jump back to the number 4 and circle back, because this is all about you, my love. Fate, that which you can and cannot control. A lot of people think, oh, fate, it's mine. I got it. No. No, 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 no. Right? It's not about how you think you get to move through in this life. It's about the experience and where and how you move through, not necessarily that you get to, right? Just imagine being at a theme park. You wait in line for the ride with your friends, and that ride disappoints, but you had a hoot for that hour and a half at Disneyland. Not mentioning any names, right? But it's about the experience. It's about your soul growth. So, my loves, when something is shaken down and you're like, this is not my world, this is not what I want, keep in mind it's also not what defines your world. And it's about the growth, your soul's growth that matters, your own transformation, your own transition. No one is going to take responsibility for your transition. No one is going to accept responsibility for your transformation. And in fact, no one's going to promise it to you either. So if it's about romantic relationship, career, your hair color, what you think your fashion style is, who you're surrounding yourself with or without, no one is going to accept responsibility. And even if you feel like your parents will, they won't. If you feel like your significant other will, they won't. And even though they may say and declare, this is what I want to do for you, it's really not their responsibility to fill your cup, to fill your soul, to help you find yourself. That is all on you, my love. So at the end of the day, if someone cuts you off, someone doesn't say hi, bye, please, and thank you, it doesn't define who you are. You shaking it off and still saying hi and bye, please and thank you because that's who you are. That's who your soul is. That's what matters to you, right? And everything else is just lost. My loves, our time is complete for this evening. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for holding the space. Thank you for being vulnerable, open, and willing. Catch up with me at I Hear Tarot. Learn more about me at ihearTarot.com, ihearTarot.com. I'm going to make that a cheer. You can also find me on social media at I Hear Tarot, ihearTarot. I'm going to say that a little bit slower. ihearTarot. I will be here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Until we speak again, take care.